Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Well, I'm actually for us being brutally honest about our own brokenness. And part of that is our own past. You know, the things that oftentimes don't get shared is sexual history, finance history. And actually, I think the greatest way Kathy and I have grown in our intimacy together, and intimacy means connection, is in knowing each other's past and somewhat sinful bent, at least sin nature, sin bent. Now, do you have to go through every gory detail of every past sin? You know, some would say yes, some would say no. I just think that there shouldn't be surprises. So if there were, if there are some of the red flags that I'm thinking about, they'd better be brought up. And some of the red flags we talk about are addiction or abuse or unfaithfulness. You mentioned cohabitation. I know we're going to get to that. Various sexual activities, a difference in spiritual values, things like that. Those are all, to me, red flags that had better be discussed before you get married, not have a surprise after you've gotten married.
I'm sure you probably encountered some people say, well, I don't really want to talk about that with my, my fiance.
Yeah. Well, I had somebody say that within the last year and say, past is past. And I said, well, you're right. It is. But I want them to marry you. And you is the old you, the new you, the future you. And they don't know who you are. And so I think it's important that you go through kind of a little bit of an inventory and work through that. And, the other person, it's funny, I'm sitting in my office right now and I can picture them on my couch. And, the woman, it was a guy who said this, I don't think I want to do that. And the woman said, no, I want that. And I want you to know that I will accept and love you. And, I don't think there's much you could say that, would stop me from, still loving you and whatnot. Well, he started to cry and he had a breakdown. Well, his deal was, I kind of wanted to say at the end, I could say this to you, just kind of go, that's all, that's it. That's what you're holding back. You should hear what, the last person said, what I mean. But it was a real freeing, open part because, the Bible says, confess your sins to one another. And interesting enough, we forget about this. It then says, and be healed. And I think some healing took place as he confessed, kind of a past sin, if you would, sin bent in his life, that, that she totally showed grace to him. And it was a beautiful moment. He was afraid that she was going to not like him. Well, you know what? He also had God issues because I think he felt like God wasn't a God who loves you unconditionally, not for what you do, but for who you are, his child. And I think it was a very good freeing moment. So I say share. And if they can't handle it, it's not going to be a good relationship anyway.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.